I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We told you earlier that Bangladesh was getting ready for a hearing to clarify religious statements in its constitution. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International.
In 1971, the constitution declared that all religions were equal, and it was a secular society. And yet, later on, 1988, the constitution was amended to make Islam the state religion.
Now, the hearing was supposed to be held on Monday, but it was dismissed. And the High Court wouldn't say why, but there was a lot of chaos before they dropped it.
There had been many radical factions that have held riots, even some killings of Christians, as a threat against the government, saying, if you proceed with those hearings, you will see more of these riots and more of these killings.
And although the Constitution is still foggy, FMI is continuing to share God's word and love. And the gospel knows no bounds. Thanks to Christian Resources International, it can be mobile. They're sending shipments of used Bibles and Christian books to a number of nations.
This next 2 weeks, we're sending 5 sea containers. That's approximately $3 million used book value of Bibles and Christian books going to Ghana, Kenya, but most importantly, the one that we're talking about right now is Hong Kong.
That's CRI's Jason Wolford. CRI is shipping their Hong Kong order this week, and there's a lot of hype, but the work hasn't gone unnoticed by others.
Followers of Islam are now trying to copycat our ministry and do the same thing with the Quran and other things of that religion, and so we know that we're having an impact because they're trying to beat us at our own game, so to speak.
Would you pray that this shipment will make an impact for the Great Commission? Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you want news that helps you to pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's stories, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage. I'm Ruth Kramer.